So I'm excited to continue the conversation tonight about Holy Spirit. And I pray that we've been getting the wonderful big picture over the past few weeks that as Christians, our life is wrapped up in all-consuming relationship with Father and Son through Holy Spirit. And over the past few weeks, we've talked about Holy Spirit being our indwelling presence, our companion, our advocate, our helper, our guide, our comfort, our strength. And today is all about Holy Spirit, the giver of very special gifts. And in the Greek, this is known as the charismata of Holy Spirit, where we get our words charisma and charismatic. And the charismata of Holy Spirit is the outward expressions, the movement, the manifestations of Holy Spirit. Let me share some experiences. I was praying with someone a week ago about a very concerning situation. And the lady that I was praying with says, the scripture that Jesus is bringing to my mind right now is that he leaves the 99 and he goes after the one who has lost their way. And I'm filled with peace in these worrying circumstances. And Christ is mysteriously present in this prayer with this lady. A group of women were recently sharing life story together, and one lady, she talks about lingering shame from her past circumstances, and another lady responds, I'm hearing the word worthy. The Lord wants you to know that he has made you worthy, and there is deep healing that comes in this moment, and Christ is mysteriously present through that gathering of women. A few years ago, we were up at the Northreach Church and someone had a very specific word for one of my kids. The person didn't really know my kid much at all, but had very specific knowledge and encouragement to speak. And this word continues to bring encouragement and hope and goodness even today. Christ is mysteriously present through that spoken word. After an encounter friends morning, someone says, I'm getting a prompt. Can I take the Scrabble for the afternoon? I'm feeling that I need to go and spend time with the person who was unable to make it to encounter friends because of difficult circumstances. Through this care, through this activity, Christ is mysteriously present in that home, in that Scrabble game. And then the other week I was listening to a sermon, and through the words that I was hearing, the actual love of the Father's heart was directly ministered into my spirit. Christ is mysteriously present through the words of that teacher. Have you had experiences where Christ has felt mysteriously close and present through the words, the actions, the kindness, the ministry, the care, the presence of another person? And what if I told you tonight that you also have special capacity and ability to bring Christ's presence close to others? Through the Holy Spirit, we are representatives of Christ to one another. Through one another, Christ is mysteriously present with us. Let's open our Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 4 to 11. And we're going to see how this very precious and powerful reality is made possible amongst us. I've got it up there on the screen. I'm reading tonight from the ESV version. Verse 4. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it's the same God who empowers them all in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given the spirit of utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same spirit. To another faith by the same spirit. To another gifts of healing by the same one spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the ability to distinguish between spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is an exciting scripture. And tonight we're just dipping our toe in, really. And I understand that in a gathering like this, we have many understandings and experiences as we talk about Holy Spirit as the gift giver. So we just ask tonight that Holy Spirit will open our hearts and our minds to whatever He wants to land in us through this conversation. Here's the very good news for us. You can go to the next slide. Holy Spirit gifts us with His supernatural capacities and abilities to serve one another in love and strengthen the church for the glory of God. Holy Spirit gifts us and empowers us with spirituals. This is the original expression for the gifts that Holy Spirit gives us, spirituals. So I'm going to use that word tonight. I kind of like it. And in this letter, Paul says the spirituals are spiritual gifts, services, and activities. Your version might say gifts, ministries, and workings. And through these spirituals, Father, Son, and Spirit, they manifest and minister their love and their redeeming presence. And we are the channels for this. God uses you and me as channels to express His love and His redeeming presence to one another here in the body of Christ, the church, and to the world around us. Just let that sink in for a moment. And it's Holy Spirit who gifts us with supernatural capacities to do this very precious and powerful work. Supernatural means beyond natural. These capacities and abilities that Holy Spirit gift us with are beyond our natural capacities and abilities. They're beyond our natural thoughts. They're beyond our natural initiations and motivations. These spirituals, these gifts and services and activities are all Holy Spirit inspired and empowered, and we are His channels. You know, Holy Spirit loves to give very good gifts to all of us who declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. He gives us His supernatural capacities and abilities. No matter our age, no matter our gender, no matter what our past has been, whether our past has looked shabby, no matter our current circumstances and what they look like, this gifting is not based on our IQ or our education level. It's not based on our social status. These spirituals cannot be earned. They're grace gifts. They're freely given. And they're not dependent upon our natural talents. You know, sometimes our natural talents and the spirituals that Holy Spirit gift us with do come together. But it's still all about Holy Spirit doing His supernatural things. You know, for me tonight, to get up and speak in front of a crowd, that has always been fairly natural to me, even as a younger person. But if you hear anything tonight that strengthens you in the Lord, if you hear anything that strengthens the church in the Lord, that's beyond my natural ability. That's got to be Holy Spirit's supernatural work. Get the picture? You are a channel of God's redeeming love and His redemptive presence through the indwelling Holy Spirit in you. And through scriptures like this one in 1 Corinthians and Romans 12 and Ephesians 4 and in 1 Peter, we get some idea of the many and varied ways that Holy Spirit empowers us with all kinds of spirituals. And here's a snapshot that we get from reading through all of those. He empowers with supernatural capacity and ability to speak, to encourage, to teach, to shepherd, to lead, to disciple, to evangelize. He empowers with words of knowledge and discernment and prophecy and exhortation and apostleship and wisdom and speaking in tongues and interpreting tongues. He empowers to do miracles and healing. He empowers for us to give generously and to serve and to help and to organize and to administer, to offer hospitality and to have faith and to show mercy. I really love how the Message translation says these verses that we're in tonight. God's gracious gifts are handed out everywhere. This is what the Message says. God's various ministries are carried out everywhere. God's various expressions of power are in action everywhere. But God himself is behind it all. Each person is given something to do to show who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. Do you feel the energy in those verses? Do you feel the life? Do you get a sense of the generosity, the creativity, the power of Holy Spirit? And we get to be in on it. How wonderful. And what I want us to lean into a little bit now is why Holy Spirit empowers us with these special capacities, these spirituals. This is what Paul emphasizes to the churches when he speaks of the spirituals. So let's go back, the next slide, thanks Matt, to verse 7. And this is what Paul says. Now to each one, the manifestation, don't get nervous about that word. Manifestation just means the outward expression, outward action. The manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. In another version it says, for helping the entire church. In another version it says, to benefit not just ourselves, but we get ongoing revelation to benefit all. So we can help each other and show who God is. We're getting the picture, aren't we, that Holy Spirit gifts us with spirituals for the common good of one another and for the strengthening of the body of Christ. It's through the many and varied spirituals, gifts, services, activities that we grow in our knowledge and understanding of God. I see in part, this is what it says in Corinthians, I see in part, but together you help me to get the bigger picture of who God is. Through the spirituals, we get to experience God. We touch, we see, we feel, we hear. We have ongoing revelation of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through the gifts that the Spirit gives to you and me. Together, we mature in Christ. We learn what it is to live as a new creation community, as a people that are belonging to God. Through the spirituals, the church of Christ, the body of Christ, the church, it can function, it can operate, it can thrive, it can continue. And through the spirituals, we get to strengthen one another. You know, life's not easy, is it? It's not easy. We have sorrows, we have sickness, we have pain, we have losses, we have disappointments. And then there's temptations and there's sin and there's deceptions. And then we have a spiritual enemy who is wanting to overcome us. It's challenging to live as a Christian when the world is going in a very different direction. Holy Spirit gives us supernatural capacity and ability to strengthen one another's faith, to help each other to live under the lordship of Jesus Christ when things are pushing us the other way, to lead us to truth when the world is getting confusing, to minister the very tenderness of Jesus to one another, to minister his love, his forgiveness, his grace, his healing in the pains of life. This is very precious and powerful work one to another. And through the spirituals, Holy Spirit empowers us to bring and share the good news of Jesus. He enables us and empowers us to share the hope that we have experienced in Jesus to other people wherever we go to the world. And this builds up the church. We are the channels of God's love and redemptive presence to one another in the body of Christ and beyond. Christ is present through you. Christ is present through me as we speak and serve and act in the ways that Holy Spirit gifts us and energizes us to do. The spirituals are for our common good, and what happens is collectively they glorify Father, Son and Holy Spirit. They point to Father, Son and Holy Spirit, to their goodness. And you know what we get out of it? We get immense joy. We get very deep joy that we get to be part of these powerful and precious works. But there's a problem. Houston, we have a problem. You guys, some of you guys too young to remember that movie line. Houston, we have a problem. Church, we have a problem. And Paul invests three chapters in this letter to the Corinthians addressing the problem. Our human fleshy tendency wants to take the good things of God, and we distort them and we misuse them and we use them for our own self-interest and our own personal gain. And you know what? What's intended for the good, we make too much about ourselves. And we do this with the spirituals, with these freely given gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to us. We make them too much about ourselves. And maybe we've had some of these experiences and had some of these thoughts, and maybe even tonight as we're talking about spiritual gifts and acts and service, we've had thoughts, well, what are my gifts? Do I even have a gift from the Holy Spirit? His gift is more obvious than mine, so he is more spiritual than me. And we compare, don't we? And we can be intimidated and we can get insecure. And at the other end of the spectrum, we can become boastful and prideful and seek personal glory and personal gain from something that has been gifted to us. We can get territorial and hierarchical. Well, that's my gift, not your gift. And we can be envious of one another. If only I had that gift, life would be better for me. And we get prideful. Well, I serve in this way, not in that way. And we can limit Holy Spirit and squash the spirituals out of our fear for things that are beyond our experience. And then we can miss opportunities that Holy Spirit might have for us. And we can even fall into the trap of finding our identity and our value and our belonging from the gifts that Holy Spirit gives us. They become who we are rather than something Holy Spirit gifts us to do. Ever had this kind of thinking? We don't need to put up our hands. Well, I will actually. I'll put up my hand. Look, I'll take one for the team. You know, we can't just say, oh, that was just those Corinthians. Paul is giving us this warning as well. You know, one day we're going to be completely free of all this fleshy stuff that gets in the way. Won't that be just so wonderful? But in the meantime, there's lots of grace and there's lots of forgiveness for our fleshy stuff. Our misuse and our misunderstanding of why Holy Spirit gifts us can sometimes stifle the mission of the Spirit. And sadly, the gifts that are for our common good can sometimes not be for our good. I had an experience when someone introduced themselves to me, and immediately after telling me their name, they told me what their spiritual gift was. I'm here, and this is my gift to the church. And their gift had become their identity and maybe their way of being acceptable to the community. And this person never fully connected into the body as a dearly loved family member. And that really makes me sad, doesn't it? Paul understands our fleshy tendencies. And in the next verses on from these, Paul explains the body of Christ is a lot like a human body. Our human body is made up of many parts that have different functions and activities, but all the parts are seamlessly knitted together and essential to the one body. Imagine if the foot said, I'm not a hand, so I don't belong. Imagine if all the parts wanted to be eyes, how would we hear? Or if everyone wanted to be ears, how would we smell? Paul says our human body parts, they don't question or compare. They just get on and play their part in the body for the common good of the working of the body. And the point that Paul is making here is that we are all given special capacities and abilities to strengthen each other in the church. And they're going to look and feel and sound and be different. And that is okay, because it's all Holy Spirit energizing it and knitting us all together for His purposes. Verse 11 here confirms this, where Paul says, all these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He distributes them to each one just as He determines. The message says He decides who gets what and when. This is so liberating and freeing, isn't it? If you've ever questioned your part in the body of Christ, if you've ever been caught in insecurity or pride, what are my gifts? The Spirit so wants to release us from that. He wants to bring freedom, because it's not about us. It's Holy Spirit within us, indwelling us, gifting us as He needs. We're the ones who put the emphasis on what are my gifts. Paul puts the emphasis on Holy Spirit is the gift giver. And he repeats that about seven times in these few verses that we've got here before us. I remember a conversation with my Auntie Elaine. She's a missionary and a pastor in Japan and has been for the last 65 years. And she said to me the last time that she was here in Perth, she said, don't get too caught up trying to work out your spiritual gifts. She's in a church of four other Christians in a region of 300,000 people who don't know Jesus yet. She says, Holy Spirit gifts us with whatever He needs for the circumstances we find ourselves in. Now, my experience of Auntie Elaine is she's a very gifted Bible teacher, but Holy Spirit has gifted her with all kinds of special capacities for her church situation and the ministry that she has in Japan. You know, here at Encounter, we are a much larger body than five people. And the Holy Spirit, He knows what we need here at Encounter. He knits us together so that we complement one another as we do the good works that God has planned for us here in Wangara and beyond. And some giftings do become more prominent and consistent in our lives for the good of the body. But Holy Spirit, He knows how to work it all out, so we don't need to get concerned or stressed about this. I've been watching the Ellenbrook women's soccer team the last couple of weekends, and I know a lot of you young guys or young women here are in the team. And you players, you have your strong positions that you most often play in. But then I hear Gary Mullaly, who's the coach on the sideline, he calls out from the side, oh, all right, Paige, you move there, and Alexia, you go there, and Layla, you move here. And he shifts them all around for the needs and for the good of the team. Holy Spirit has gifts and services and activity for each one of us. He's energizing it and empowering it. He's overseeing it, and He knows what He's doing. You know, as we think about this, the Holy Spirit as the giver of gifts upon our lives, as the giver of special capacities, as we think about this and beyond here, here's the question that I encourage us to consider. Not what is my spiritual gift, but Holy Spirit, how can I love and serve and strengthen the people around me? I quite enjoy seeing what John Piper says about some of these things. He's a modern-day theologian, and he says this, don't bend your mind too much trying to label your spiritual gift. Just do and say what seems most helpful to strengthen someone's faith. And if that person is helped and strengthened, then you may have discovered one of your gifts. And then another person puts it like this, we don't find our gifts through self-examination and introspection and then find ways to express it. Instead, we love one another, we serve one another, we help one another, we strengthen one another, and doing so, we see how God has supernaturally equipped us to do so. Paul confirms the same thoughts in this 1 Corinthians. He says, this is a better way. How can you love? He says to the Corinthians, pursue love and earnestly desire the spiritual gifts. Pursuing love for one another is our priority. And because of our love for one another, we earnestly desire the spiritual gifts because we love one another. You see the progression there? So Holy Spirit, please use me to strengthen others and your church. That's desiring the gifts of the Spirit. It's very significant to note that every time Paul and Peter in his letters talk about the spirituals, when they're writing letters to the churches, they immediately follow with a very big talk about loving one another. 1 Corinthians 13, the next chapter, the chapter that we often call the love chapter, is all about the giving of the spirituals. It's all about Paul saying, pursue love for one another. Love one another deeply. If love is not our motivation for desiring the spirituals of Holy Spirit, we'll get into all kinds of strife and cause all kinds of pain. A lady came into a church with many deep needs, and some who felt that they were gifted to help her jumped right in. And she said, I felt more like a project than a person to be loved. And she stepped away from the church. Pursue love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Love is goodness, patience, gentleness, kindness, self-control. This is who we are. This is our way of being, our new way of being with Holy Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit are what we do. They will know us by our fruit. Do you get the picture? We pursue love and then we eagerly desire the gifts. And when Holy Spirit fruit and gifts are operating together, it's very precious and it's very powerful. We become representatives of Christ to one another, ministering his love and his redeeming presence. Here's some final quick fire encouragements for us to consider going forward as we pursue love and eagerly desire the gifts that the Spirit wants to give us. First thing, stay close to Father, Son, and Spirit. Seek their presence over their gifts. Fall in love with them, enjoy them, experience them through the Word and one another. Second thing, see how Jesus loves and interacts and serves and ministers. Maybe read some Gospels and ask for his heart of love. When we ask for that, Holy Spirit will always give us that desire of our heart. Third thing, learn to recognize Holy Spirit nudges in your life. How does he most communicate with you? And then just do whatever you feel him nudging you to do. Spirit is the very generous gift giver, but we have to receive the gift and then step out in faith with the gift. So be confident that this is all his work. We just have to be willing participants. And last thing, just for now, Holy Spirit's supernatural capacities and abilities are most often expressed and experienced in everyday life, in everyday moments, in everyday interactions, and in everyday ways. Don't wait for that lightning bolt from heaven or for heaven's smoke machine to fill the atmosphere to signify that something miraculous and supernatural is about to happen here. Just anticipate that Holy Spirit is doing his supernatural things as we take hold of the opportunities to talk and to listen to one another, to serve, to help, to care, to pray, and to fellowship together. Just be his person wherever you are, and he will do the supernatural things with you, in you. Through Holy Spirit, the ministry power of Christ has come into your life. Do you hear that? Through Holy Spirit, the ministry power of Christ has come into your life. You are a channel for his love and redeeming presence. You are the one in whom Christ is mysteriously present for us. I hope that this is received with a sacred joy, with a fresh sacred joy tonight. Let's pray. Maybe you'd like to respond in prayer by holding out your hands, as we've seen here in the slide. That's up to you. Sometimes it's good to participate. Holy Spirit, thank you for the ways that we have experienced your love and your redeeming presence. Thank you for the people around us who have ministered your love and redeeming presence into our lives through your Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, come afresh upon us. Come afresh upon us in this place, in this church. We're your people. We're available to do your work. Let us be channels, very good channels of your love and redeeming presence as we listen and respond to whatever you want to gift us with, Holy Spirit. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.